Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life. Yep. Some have speculation that it's seems a little fishy, right? That's mm-hmm. That's what some people say. That's what some people say. So what's your take on this?
I know some people are asking if it's staged. Man, I don't want to get in trouble, but I promise Mike I'm going to come in hot on Leather Jacket Vibes. Something can be staged and still go awry. Do I think the attack was real? Yes. But I alluded to it on Monday, and I know a lot of y'all don't want me to touch upon this. I'm going to get in and get out real quick. I can't go to Parsippany and touch a council person without permission. My question is, how did that kid get up on a roof with that rifle in an open area, get those shots off? And when the audience told people he was going to that roof, no one saw anything. I can't go into NRG or Phillips Arena with 9 portable chargers if I wanted to. You can't tell me he got that long rifle up on that roof and nobody saw it and no one cared. I know the sniper froze for a second, and he also said he was waiting for clearance to be able to get the shot off. But this could have went bad. And I know some people on Mark Amundes was like, how could this elicit a race war if he was not black or if he was not Muslim or Mexican? A lot of times when attacks happen, they don't have to be based in truth. There is a lot of divisiveness going on in the country right now. And they have been prepared to take back their country for a while because they feel they are losing control. I know some of y'all want to act like we're MAGA supporters and we're not, but truth be told, and I'll say it again, Trump has to be very careful. When I saw that he asked for more Secret Service people and he was denied, as JFK has been, or RFK, excuse me, that's troubling and fishy. Elon, you need to be careful. They want you as well. I want to be on record for saying that, especially with you moving to Texas and you pumping $45 million into that super PAC a month. You now need to be very careful. So do I think it was staged? No. But can things go awry when things are staged? Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, you know, it's one of these things. It's interesting. Extremely interesting that somebody can just stay on top of a roof for like 3 minutes. That they can even get in
there. That big ass chin. You didn't see him go up there look like a Family Guy character.
Well, I think when you start to go through the timeline, it's interesting, right? It's like, okay, how does the gun get on inside?
Absolutely.
One of two things happens. Either he brings the gun with him, which that's a major, it's not like he's bringing an assault rifle. You should have security checkpoints. That's a major security lapse. Or he planted the gun previously and got it, right? That's still a security lapse because you're supposed to do a sweep of the whole entire area, and that should have been detected. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is he's on top of a roof, and he's noticeable. Like people have, there's cell phone footage of people actually saying, like, "Yo, this guy's on a roof. Who is this guy? He's on a roof." So he's on a roof in plain sight. That is a security lapse because Secret Service, they're supposed to take sweeps of any roofs, visible areas. That's something, especially when you get notified. At the very least, you pause what's going on for a minute until you can actually clarify who he is and what's going on. So that's a security lapse. Third thing that's interesting is that when Trump actually says, I never go off script, but, you know, now I'm going to go off script. And he turned his head to go off script. And that's when he actually got shot in the air. And they said if he didn't turn that moment, he would have got shot in the face.
Got shot. Yep.
Tremendous odds, I tell you that much. To just turn your head and to vocally say why you're turning your head. It's interesting. Then the second thing would be, once he got shot, to have the presence of mind to not really panic, put your fist up. Anybody gets shot, most of the time you're going, you know, at the very
least, frozen.
Be disheveled, especially if you're almost 80 years old. That's interesting. The next thing is that
interesting, as in it was staged or it looks fishy or just,
you know, I just state things. I'll let people make their own opinion, but I just state some interesting things, how I look at it. Right. It's just interesting. I'm not going to say it's staged because I don't know it's staged, but it's interesting for sure. The next thing is like, once the Secret
Service 101 is interesting. I'm learning. Go ahead.
The Secret Service, you know, they didn't. I just saw a video where he still had his head was actually above theirs, right? Like the protocol after something like this happens, they posted like hover him, create like a
turtle. His face was visible again.
They supposed to force him down, create the turtle shell, get him out of there. He's like literally, he's above them, put the fist up. That's a security lapse because if he gets shot once, he can get shot twice. So until you figure out what's going on, you're supposed to really just keep him isolated, insulated, and make sure that he's not even visible. The second thing, the last thing is that, you know, it's just interesting that the crowd didn't move in the direction that you would anticipate a crowd moving in when a gunshot goes off.
Like, see the lady with the sign, not to cut you off, who took the video?
I saw the dude that was just like, did you see the dude in the background who's just like, going like this for like, it's just interesting because it's like, if you're in a crowd, usually what happens is a stampede. If gunshots go off, it's a stampede. Yeah. That was a very calm crowd.
That happened so fast and the shots were so muffled, I can see why, but it is weird.
It's just interesting. It is. So I don't know. It's very interesting turn of events. And then for a 20-year-old, I don't believe he had any military background. So for
he was in a hunting and gun club though for a long time.
Okay, but still, knowing how to use a gun, and then also when I say military background, having the mental fortitude and thoughtfulness to pull off, this is an operation pretty much, right? Where you're planting the gun, you're getting in position, you're knowing how to shoot a gun and actually having the intelligence to pull off, because you have to be intelligent enough to actually pull this thing off, right?
Yep. Factor in wind, everything. Yep.
A 20-year-old with no military background, just a lone wolf. That's interesting that somebody would have that. It's not like he just ran up to him with a gun. This was obviously premeditated.
Yeah.
And it's also interesting that they didn't take him off the roof but as soon as he got shot, as soon as he shot the bullet, he got shot. So they had the scope on him on a certain level, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, it didn't take too long from the time that the shots was fired. It wasn't.
Yeah.
They wasn't.
Yep. You can see the guy look out of the scope and go back in like, oh shit. Like he panicked, froze for a second. Yep.
He got killed immediately afterwards. That lets you know that he was already in surveillance. Right. It wasn't like they was trying to find where the gunshot came from. They knew where it came from. That's interesting. So I don't know. Was it?
Listen, in every nationality, if this happened in our neighborhoods, this would be called a crash out. Kudos to B613 and the shadow government. I don't want any smoke. For those of you who don't know, I like living. So does Rashad. So does InvestFest, EYL, Red Panda. Everyone associated with. There's certain things we can touch on it, but we can't go deep. But who put that kid up? There's no lone wolf. Wolves hunt in packs. Only lone wolves are usually injured or outcast because they're too weak to stay in the pack.
That's a fact.
Come on. All right. Then all of a sudden, then he was in the infomercial. Interesting times. And I'll ask you, do you think this will be the last attempt? And I said it, I'm not pro-Trump. I've never voted for Trump. I never bought The Art of the Deal, even though it's a good book. But I wouldn't drink anything or eat anything unless I saw it. Watch. The only one I trust is Ivanka, Don Jr., and Barron. Any other than that, also, too, if he's going to be buddy-buddy with Putin, and then he just met with another political leader a few months ago, and there's an assassination attempt on his life, then this one comes after. Is that odd or not?
Well, Brazil, I believe you're talking about the Brazilian president.
Yep.
He survived an assassination attempt when he was running, and after that, he won in a landslide victory. I think he's no longer in office, and he might be under investigation for criminal activities while he was in office. But yeah, they had a meeting.
Yep,
they had a meeting shortly before this happened. That's interesting.
We'll get you one way or another. And we have to ask the question: is the protection mechanism that most presidents need? Is he a member of Skull and Bones? And I'm going to skate out the way. But the presidents who have been assassinated were not.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.